Bob Bravo, looking for a signal report, monitoring.
Station, this is N0TR. Go ahead, my name's Tom. Whiskey 4 station that wanted a radio report. Come back, this is N0TR.
4BYU is monitoring.
Do that about the time I bit into this nice cookie here. KO4BYU in 0TR.
I hate to interrupt your cookie. I just pulled up in the parking lot over here waiting for time to go into work. The wife was baking cookies today, too, and I tell you, hated leaving the house to come up here to work. It smelled so good in that house.
Our house is pretty much that way all the time, James. My wife's not happy unless she's making it. What kind of cookies are these, Mom? Oatmeal cookies. But you had some bananas over there that looked like they died a minute ago. What are you making with that? Oh, she hadn't made her mind up yet. Go ahead, Jim.
What she wanted for Christmas this year, she said she wanted a set of baking stuff, rolling pin, bread pans, muffin pans, cookie sheets. So I bought her this big old spread of stuff, and she said, you know, it's not going under the tree. So she started baking stuff, and she made some bread about a week and a half ago, and I bit into that bread, and it was probably some of the best homemade bread I have ever eaten. And I looked at her, and I said, we have been together 25 years, and you're going to tell me just now you decided to let me know that you can bake?
When the War Department speaks, you better listen, kind of like E.F. Hutton. Well, be careful. The only exception there is I would have made sure that rolling pin was made out of styrofoam.
This one, unfortunately, is made of stainless steel. I sure hope she never whops me with it. Of course, I've always been safe from the frying pan. Always worried about that one being there.
Oh, shoot. Well, I was just getting ready to go back out to the chicken pen. It says it's 62 degrees in the sun, I might add, and 11 mile per hour gust from the southwest here on my weather station.
You win, man. I guess you're up there at Traveler's Rest, if I remember correctly. But yeah, the wife, when she first come down, we started dating. I set up some bowling pins in the backyard and let her take my 9mm and practice shooting, and she wasn't hitting nothing. Well, her ex-husband called her on the phone, and she started talking to him. When she hung up from talking to him, I could see the anger in her face. And she took that 9mm and knocked down every single one of them bowling pins. I said, so as long as you're not mad at me, I don't have to worry about anything.
That's great. Well, it's really, really good that your wife knows how to protect herself in a self-defense mode. And my wife, I don't know if she'd kill a cockroach if it come across the kitchen floor, but I've taught her how to shoot, but she's about as near to Mother Teresa as God ever created, so I don't know. I suppose if they started in the door or something, that she'd probably let them have it. But we're together about 99 4,400ths of the time now that I'm retired, and so I don't really worry much about that. And with the alarm system and the lights that look like San Quentin around here, I think we're pretty safe.
Hey, Tom. Linda was having trouble with her wrist, was not very strong, and she kept getting stovepipe jams on my automatic, so I bought her a little Smith & Wesson Lady Smith 38 special, and she loves her little 38. It fits good in her purse. She don't have no troubles with it, and she don't have to worry about having to clear a jam.
With the ammunition nowadays, James, you're just as well off with that as you are the 9mm. They make these Hornaday critical defense ammunition and that, that worked just great. Now, I've shot 38 specials for many, many years. One now is up in Kansas and that, and still can. And I just love them. I have an old officer's model match in the safe that I very rarely shoot. It was the predecessor to the Colt Python, and I used to cast 90 grain RCBS mold bullets, and I would shoot those at about 900 foot per second. And I actually, when I was in Kansas, I would shoot squirrels and rabbits with it occasionally, and that's hard to do with a pistol. And related to those stovepipes, there are certain people that I made a bet with a guy one time. I told him, I said, my 45 Gold Cup back in Kansas when I had it, I said, you can't jam that thing. I said, it just ain't going to happen. And you know what? About the second clip, it jammed. And he said, any automatic that I ever shot would jam on me. And I just think it's a matter of the grip, like you said.
To another guy about it, and he said she just got a weak wrist, and so the spring doesn't recoil as well because of her weak wrist flipping around, and you'll get stovepipes. I bought her a strap to put on her arm to strengthen her wrist, and it improved. She didn't have as many jams, but it's not practical for a defensive. But yeah, I got her some of those Hornady defense loads. I got her a box of 54 to keep in there at the house. I got a shotgun at the house too, but she probably wouldn't shoot it. And I'm not sure if you remember, but I've talked to you before. My wife was born in Kansas. She was born in Emporia.
Bernice remembers that. My memory's she's like an elephant. She remembers, James. Yeah, I used to go up there every now and then playing the Emporia Symphony with my French horn. And I can't remember how many miles it was. I'm going to guess about 50 miles north and a little bit west of Pittsburgh, Kansas. And I enjoyed going up there and performing. But that was a nice little town from what little I seen of it. I still love Kansas in a lot of ways. I'm just not ready to go back due to the weather and Toto and Dorothy.
Went to her out to Kansas to visit her family one year, and we were at her stepsister's house. And I'm sitting there on the couch looking out the big picture window there in the living room, and I'm seeing a tornado right across the street going across the field. And I went, there's a tornado across the street. And her stepsister gets up and looks, and she says, yeah, it's going the other way. Don't worry about it.
Girl, TR. Yeah, we went out in the front yard one day. Actually, I went over to my mom's, and which was next door, and I said, Mom, come outside with me. And she always freaked out with the weather about what looked like a tornado cloud and that. And I said, now you see that up there? I said, it's got circulation, and it was all kind of to the west of us a little bit, and it was real cloudy there, but right over us and to the east the sun was shining. One of those fronts come through, and I said, now if there's ever going to be a tornado, I said, that'll be the kind of cloud it comes from. And it was just a little nubbin out of a cloud. And it wasn't a funnel at all. I went back in the house, and I was standing there talking to Mom and Dad, and heard the tornado sirens go off, and Bernice come running in the side door. And she says, there's a tornado out here. And I walked out in the backyard, and sure enough, it was a little bit more of a nubbin sticking down in that circulating cloud. Earl T.R. So anyways, I went out in the front yard and I told her, I said, get the two girls and bring them out front. And they did, and I said, I told one of them, run in the house and get my camera. And I had a 35 millimeter camera, and when it cleared the trees up to the north of us, I shot 4 or 5 pictures of it. It wasn't a huge tornado at all. But, you know, as that thing moved across the sky, when it got over that trailer park north of the Kansas City Southern Railroad, it was just like you had a great magnet or something, and it come down, and I said, well, that's going to hit the ground. By the time we saw this white stuff going up in the funnel, it turns out it was parts from a trailer park. And boy, it's just like the trailer park attracted it. And if you'll watch, that happens a lot of times, and of course due to their structural capabilities. But it never killed anybody. But then when I checked my camera, I had been triggering it a few times without any film in it. So I thought there was film in it, and it was on like picture number 5. And when I opened it up in the dark room, there wasn't no film inside of it.
Magnet is the word you are looking for, and yes, they are. That's exactly what a trailer park is. KJ4WHO.
4th of July weekend, and the girls had all got run off of the beach, they said, because of thunderstorms. So they were all in the room changing clothes and stuff, and I said, well, I'm going to step out on the deck here and smoke me a cigarette. And I got to looking up at the clouds, and they were green and moving in a circle. I'm like, what in the world? Well, I walked around the side of the hotel, and there was a tornado. Couldn't have been 100 foot from me. So I went running back in there and told them, come on, let's go. We got to get out of this wooden building and into something secure. There's a tornado right here.
Go ahead, Rick.
Good to hear you guys, KJ4WHO. I was going to say tornado magnet is in fact what a trailer park is, and yeah, there's something about them that just attracts them, and you're bringing back memories, because I grew up back in the day when I was a wee young lad in Waterloo, Iowa, which was the tornado capital of Iowa, and I remember being a young lad at my mom's side looking up at that great green sky, and I impressed her that day because I counted up to 14, and I was pointing and counting fall clouds while I was doing it.
Oh, good Lord, Rick. That's a bunch. Well, it's good to hear you. I heard you and the other Scoutmaster talking this morning. And, boy, that's rough out there with this COVID. And kudos to you guys. That's very admirable, and y'all be careful out there. Okay, I'm talking to James, KO4BYU, to take it. This is N0TR.
KO4BYU here. Yeah, it's a good thing for the Scouts now. I was a member of the Cub Scouts, but Dad being in the military and we moving around so much, it was hard to keep up with it, and so I didn't get very far in it, but always have appreciated the Boy Scouts for everything they do. You guys keep up the good work. KO4BYU.
Appreciate it, and appreciate all that you do keeping the ham radio nets going for us so that we got somebody to call into from time to time. But, yeah, it's a good time. They're actually doing a winter camp this year because the COVID shut down the summer camp pretty hard, so they got permission to open it up, and so they're trying to do a winter camp this year. So we figured we'd go up there and put some radios up and see what we can do.
Heat up there. It seemed like it'd be pretty darn cold up there, especially right after Christmas. They say it's going to really take a dip. Yeah, I went through survival camp out at Warner Springs in California in the wintertime, and dressed warmly was the clothes you had on your back and a half a parachute to sleep in. I'll never forget that one. Go ahead there. KO4BYU.
Yeah, up there when I was in Maine, they had a group coming through, go to the survival class up there, and they had got up early making a bunch of noise and woke everybody in the barracks up, which we weren't happy about, but they were all dressed real warm, and I believe there was probably about 2 foot of snow on the ground. I thought, them poor boys going to go out and do that survival camp and this, Oh, no, thank you. But my idea of camping and roughing it is a black and white TV and the Holiday Inn. That's as close to roughing it as I get anymore.
Well, I've fallen into a hole, gentlemen. I'm having a hard time getting you. I don't know if you're going to hear me or not, but I'm going to say 73, and it's been a pleasure talking to you because I'm in a hole and I've detonated. So take care. KJ4WHO clear.
Talk to you later. KJ4WHO, that's WHO, James, WHO, WHO. You can always remember that. this is N0TR 73, right? And over to you, James.
In my list, I don't have him down here. That's KO4WHO, and I'm going to be clear. I'm going to be having to go on over here to the Snake Ranch, and I don't think I'm going to have to fix too many machines tonight. There probably won't be a whole lot of people there this week. But 73s to you guys, and have a wonderful day.
Now what's the Snake Ranch again, James?
Yeah, I work over here off of Garlington Road at the GE plant over here, repairing the machinery that they make the big old gas turbines for generating electricity with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that now. I didn't know they called it that, though. And that's where our daughter Amy works at. She's been there with GE for 15 years, but several years up in Michigan. Okay, and that's KJ4WHO, and really a great guy to visit with at times and interesting. James, we'll catch you later. Pleasure's all mine, and you have a good and a safe afternoon. KL4BYU, and 0TR is clear, and I'm headed outside.
Tom, you have a good day, and 73s to both you gentlemen, and take care of them chickens now. Don't let them get too cold.
Eggs, and I'm going to give them the tip of the day. They're going to become a rotisserie chicken. It's real chill.
Mobile 4 listening. 7LT.